Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says for today, a mixture of clouds and sun. We will have a high of about 84 degrees, a little less humid than it's been of late. Around the area, Kenosha 66, 67 in Burlington, Milwaukee 68, also 68 degrees in Racine. The Mount Pleasant Village Board has scheduled a special meeting for early Monday morning to discuss a proposed separation agreement with Administrator Kurt Wallen. He's held that position since 2013, said that he was somewhat surprised when he got the call from the village's attorney informing him the board wished to end his tenure after a recent meeting to discuss his contract with the village.
We were at that. The closure of that meeting resulted in me being extended to next spring. You know, there were some arguments about whether my contract had already been extended, because that's the way it seemed to be written in my opinion. But according to them, no, they did not feel that way. But
Wallen noting that the only change really in the last few months was the shift of the majority of the board in the last election. Monday's meeting, listed as a closed session, scheduled to begin at 7:30 in the morning. A public information meeting, meanwhile, has been scheduled July the 14th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall. This is on the installation of sanitary sewer for Highway V from Highway 20 and Spring Street, and also the water main on V from 20 to the northern village limits. Formal presentations will be made during that meeting at 4:30 and at 6:30 p.m. The rest of the time, it'll be an open house format. That work, by the way, scheduled to begin around August the 1st. The REST program, involving Racine area churches helping with the homeless from years gone by, may make a return this winter to fill an immediate need as efforts go on to find a permanent location that will accept people with alcohol and drug and mental health issues, while one group's publicly recommended site appears to have faded. A community meeting held on the issue at the courthouse. Pastor Warren Williams of Living Faith Lutheran Church and the group Segway suggesting their site at 961 King Drive, which has drawn the criticism, might still be considered because, in his words, the clock is ticking.
If we don't start working on a site within a month or so, we're afraid we're not going to have it open within by the time the cold weather comes. So we hate to say, I don't know that we're absolutely saying we've abandoned that site. We realize there are issues, but we think unless there's a much better solution, and maybe there is, and I don't know what's all in mind, that we haven't yet abandoned that site.
Mayor John Dickert said that any shelter site has to meet certain requirements while assessing those who are needing the help. Ron Thomas, with Continuum of Care and a founder of the REST program prior to the Halo Shelter, said the current community effort is much better than years ago to make something happen.
We had the churches in the past. Let's see if anybody's willing to step up, or churches are willing to step up for a short-term basis. And I'm not here to define what short-term, long-term is by any means. But there is definitely a need in this community, and there isn't anybody here that can deny that there isn't a need for some kind of a facility, short-term, long-term, preferably long-term.
Alderman Mike Shields indicated that the churches will help with immediate needs this winter while the planning continues on a permanent correct site.
It's always been an immediate rush. People are going to be homeless. They come and go. So the churches can get back involved. Before Halo was involved, the churches was involved. And there's a few churches, I'm pretty sure, faith-based churches will house the homeless during the winter if it's necessary. But our vision of Racine should be planned properly so everyone benefits, the homeless, the community, and the city.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave asking the group prior to a meeting maybe next month for 10 potential sites and 5 to 7 churches interested in volunteering this winter with the homeless under the REST model. The eastbound lanes of I-94 at the Zoo Interchange in Milwaukee going to be closing overnight Saturday to allow crews to place some large girder sections in for a new ramp. The closure is scheduled to go from 11 p.m. Saturday night and end at about 1 a.m. Sunday. However, the work could continue until late in the morning hours. Traffic will be diverted at Moreland Avenue. Additional work will mean the closure of the off-ramp from 894 to Greenfield Avenue and eastbound off-ramp to Highway 100, both scheduled to remain closed until the end of this month. While it remains unenforceable, Planned Parenthood is calling for lawmakers to repeal a state law that requires doctors performing abortions to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. Attorney Mel Barnes says that the push comes after the Supreme Court refused to consider an appeal of a federal court order striking down that law.
The Supreme Court specifically found that the similar Texas admitting privileges requirement fails to offer medical benefits sufficient to justify the burden it imposes upon access.
Any move in that direction would require action by the Republican-controlled legislature, which has rejected past efforts to repeal unenforceable abortion-related laws. The head of the Centers for Disease Control saying that more researchers and they're learning about the Zika virus more and more every day. And he says that they're becoming even more worried.
Dr. Thomas Frieden joined a group of congressional public health and government leaders urging Congress to pass a Zika funding bill.
We need to do more, to understand more, to diagnose better, to control mosquitoes better. And for all of that, funding is very important.
Director Frieden says the number of U.S. cases is also growing.
In the continental United States, travel-associated cases now stand at more than 1,130.
That number includes 14 transmitted by sexual contact. Congress is being asked to act before leaving on a 7-week recess July 15th. I'm Mark Chase.
An Oak Creek teacher who's also a youth baseball coach in Racine facing child molestation charges in Orlando, Florida. 26-year-old Nicholas Groth accused of inappropriately touching children under the age of 12 at Disney Pop Century Resort last Sunday. Groth coaches youth baseball in Racine and has been a teacher at the St. Francis School District. The superintendent there, Blake Pusey, says they're looking into the allegations of which they had not been aware of until yesterday. 87 people arrested in Wisconsin, part of a larger national sweep targeting online child sexual predators, the campaign called Operation Broken Heart. More than 40 federal and local law enforcement agencies joining the state in April and May to identify and arrest individuals for offenses that include child pornography, enticing children online for sexual purposes, and child prostitution. Wisconsin's Task Force on Internet Crimes Against Children leading the state's effort nationwide. More than 1,300 arrests were made. Three break-ins at Mount Pleasant car dealerships, likely related, according to police. They believe the crimes are also the work of Milwaukee gang members. Yesterday morning, we told you thieves broke into the Pullman dealership on Washington Avenue and Racine Toyota near the interstate off Highway 20. In both cases, glass doors broken and attempts made to steal vehicles. At Pullman, a Jeep Cherokee in the showroom damaged as the driver tried to drive it right through a glass wall, unsuccessfully tried to go after another vehicle. At the Toyota dealership, the suspects drove one vehicle through an overhead garage door, but then abandoned it in the parking lot. The thieves reportedly getting away in one of the vehicles taken Monday morning from Porcaro Ford. While Pleasant Police Captain Brian Smith says the incident's very similar to recent thefts in the Milwaukee area.
Certainly Milwaukee has had their rash of the same type of activity. The MO is the same as far as the break-ins and the theft of the vehicles. Driving out through showroom windows and bay doors. So that leads us to the believe that, and due to the fact that we did make one arrest, and it was a 13-year-old from Milwaukee.
He indicates that officers will be keeping a much closer eye on the village's larger car dealerships. Meanwhile, police asking anybody else, especially anybody who's out early in the morning, driving, walking, whatever, keep watch for any suspicious activity. A former manager at a Town of Waterford McDonald's has been charged with 4 counts of theft in a business setting for allegedly pocketing 4 night deposits over a 2-month period back in 2014. 28-year-old Shane Shallard of Cedarburg formally charged yesterday. Court documents indicate that even though bank deposits were never made, deposit slips had been made out. Security video reportedly showing Shallard leaving the restaurant with the deposit bags. Video from the bank showing the deposits, more than $12,000, never made. An initial appearance is scheduled for July 21st. And 50,000 free tickets are going to become available for Summerfest as of Sunday, first come, first served, as of noon. It's free admission going to be offered for the first 50,000 through the gates, part of Summerfest Fan Appreciation Day, sponsored by the grocery chain Meijer. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. Our newscasts are in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.